the name of Jesus. Amen. May have been listening to the readings and thought that they were difficult. They are difficult at first. They kind of seem disconnected. But together they preach one central truth. The Holy Spirit gathers Christ's sheep into one safe flock through external means. The prophet Isaiah describes a ruined land, a forsaken place, an abandoned city, fields overgrown, a wilderness. It is an image not only of Israel, but of fallen humanity itself. Because sin always scatters. Sin isolates. Sin drives away peace. And sin turns gardens into wilderness. We often think of sin only morally, but Scripture also describes sin as desolation. A soul without peace, a people without unity, and a world without safety. And then Isaiah says everything changes until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high. That is Pentecost language. The wilderness becomes fruitful and righteousness dwells. Then peace follows and God's people finally rest secure. But notice carefully. The Spirit does not merely create religious feelings. The Spirit creates a place to dwell, a people gathered, a safe pasture under God. And that becomes important when we then hear the gospel. Jesus says, "I am the door of the sheep." Not a door, the door. Outside him, thieves, robbers, wolves, scattered sheep. But inside him, pasture, safety, and life. And then Jesus says something remarkable. "My sheep hear my voice." That is how Christ gathers his flock. Not by force, not by political power, not by private mystical experiences detached from the church, but by his voice. And where is that voice heard now? In the gospel preached, in holy baptism, in absolution, and in the supper of Christ's body and blood. And this is exactly what our Lutheran confessions teach. The Augsburg Confession says, "Through the word and sacraments, as through instruments, the Holy Spirit is given." The Holy Spirit does not create a self-made Christianity. He gathers sheep to the shepherd. And that is why Acts 8 matters. Because at first it sounds confusing. The Samaritans are baptized, yet the Spirit has not yet fallen upon them. And then people read that and immediately build entire systems out of it. A second blessing, a later Spirit baptism, a separate spiritual experience above ordinary Christianity. But that is not what is happening. Remember the history. The Jews and Samaritans were divided peoples. Centuries of hostility, separate worship, separate identity. And if the Samaritans simply formed their own isolated church, apart from the apostles, Christianity would fracture immediately. So what does God do? He publicly joins the Samaritans to the apostolic church through Peter and John. The point is unity. One shepherd, one flock, one gospel, one church. The Spirit falls publicly so that everyone sees. And then, like that, the Samaritans are not outsiders anymore. Christ has gathered them too. And that matters now because people still want spirituality without the flock. We want Jesus privately, but not the church. Spirituality without doctrine, faith without means, and religion detached from Christ's voice. But the Holy Spirit doesn't work that way. Spirit is always driving sinners toward Christ, and Christ gathers sinners concretely into his church, into his word, into his gifts. Spirit does not say, "Go invent yourself." The Spirit says, "Come through the door." And this matters because sheep are defenseless creatures. Scripture doesn't flatter us. Sheep wander. Sheep panic. Sheep get lost. And spiritually, we do the same thing. We wander into false teaching, into self-reliance, into despair, into pride, into anger, into isolation. And sometimes Christians even begin believing the lie that faith is mainly something happening inside of themselves. My sincerity, my experience, my spiritual intensity. But Jesus does not say, "My sheep examine themselves into safety." He says, "My sheep hear my voice." That is objective. That is external, and it is delivered. This is why Pentecost is so important. Pentecost is not mainly about ecstatic experiences. Pentecost is about Christ continuing to speak and gather through the Holy Spirit. The Spirit creates the church. As Luther later explains in the third article of the Creed, "The Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith." Notice all of that is passive language. Called, enlightened, gathered, sanctified, kept. The sheep are acted upon by the shepherd. And where does he keep doing this? Right here. Through preaching, through baptism, through absolution, and through the supper, the Holy Eucharist. But even the Lord's Supper itself is part of this gathering and keeping work. For where Christ gives forgiveness, the Spirit is active, sustaining faith and strengthening his flock. See, the Spirit does not point away from Christ's gifts. The Spirit delivers them. That is why the church is not an optional extra in Christianity. The church is the flock gathered around the shepherd's voice. And yes, the wilderness still exists around us. Isaiah's imagery still fits this fallen world. There is still confusion, still division, still false shepherds and prophets, still wolves. There are still thieves who climb in another way. Teachers promising spirituality without repentance, Christianity without doctrine, faith without means, and a spirit detached from Christ's instituted gifts. But Jesus says, "I am the door." Not your emotions, not your self-understanding, and not spiritual novelty, but Christ. Crucified, risen, preached, given. And the Spirit keeps gathering sinners there, even weak sinners, even struggling Christians, even frightened sheep. Because the security of the flock does not rest upon the strength of the sheep. It rests upon the faithfulness of the shepherd. And so Pentecost continues even now. The Spirit is still poured out from on high. The wilderness is still becoming fruitful. Because Christ is still gathering sheep. And the sheep still hear his voice. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And in the name of Jesus, amen.